Does the place of residuals matter in Krishna consciousness? It is ultimately a matter of consciousness. So even if somebody is living far away from a temple or from a holy place, if one can be conscious of Krishna, that is what is important. However, for most of us, our consciousness is usually very caught at the physical level. We are affected by physical things quite a bit. So, if physically we are close to a spiritual place, then the possibility of spiritualization of our consciousness is more. Let's look at it from the other way. That say somebody is an alcoholic and they want to give up alcohol. And their house happens to be next to a bar. So now, no matter how much determination they have, now we all may have strong determination, but we all have our weak moments. And in that weak moment, they may slip out of the house, go to the bar and drink. So, for us, many times, to make a significant change in our life, change of externals is almost always necessary. Change of externals. For alcoholic, they cannot stay next to a bar and give up alcohol. The change of externals is necessary. Now, while change of externals is almost always necessary, change of externals is almost never sufficient. If I am changing only the externals, I just go and stay far away from a bar. But then the desire will come in me and then I will drive all the distance and come to the bar. So we also have to work on changing the internals. So, it is that if externally also the spiritual stimuli are easily available to us in the physical environment that we are in, then it is more conducive for our spiritual consciousness. So that's why it's if we are staying in a dham, that is good. If we are staying in a near a temple, that is good. At the same time, we cannot just focus on one thing. You know, for our bhakti, there are many parameters over there. Like some devotees, I know in some cities the temple is right close to, is right in the heart of the city, very expensive area. And then to get a house over there, they have to take a big loan. And they take the loan, they are staying next to the house, but now to pay the mortgage for the loan, they have to take two jobs. And the temple is next to them, but they don't get time to go to the temple. And then they just, oh, I want a house close to the temple. I want a house close to, but what is the use? You can't go to the temple. But similarly, if our place of working is so far away from the temple, that we have to work over there and traveling takes 1 hour, 2 hours. We are next to the temple but we hardly ever get to go to the temple. So, staying close to the temple is one important factor, but that is not the sole factor for deciding. We have to look at our overall situation and then see what is the best for my practice of bhakti. Similarly, staying in the holy dham, that is good. However, the dhams today are places of devotion and they are also places of deviation. Because there are so many people with so many different ideas. And if you don't have the right association, then we can just get caught and deluded over there. So if we go to a dham, it's generally to just to go to retreat to a dham for a few days, that is very good. If we are going to stay in a dham, then it is important that we have a well-defined service. If you don't have a well-defined service, you say, oh, I will just chant 64 rounds every day, I'll do this, I'll do that. In a few days we'll do it, and the mind will say, what next? And then, if we don't have that spiritual taste, then what next will be? There are many people who will be there who will be ready to gossip. You know, this person did like this. You know, this happened like this. This happened like that. See, we will have spare time soon, and during our spare time, our mind works overtime. So, we need to holistically see what is the best for our bhakti. So, geographical proximity to a temple or a dham is very good. But we have to see the balanced other factors in our life and arrive at a balanced decision. Okay?